How did this all start? I guess more than anything else, a lot of growers will say, well, how did you even come up with this concept?
Well, it's so interesting because it actually started in the kitchen of Gary Cooper. Gary Cooper's a client of mine with his regular dogs that we train for regular obedience. And while we were there, we were discussing some of my past projects, which were like bed bugs, melanoma skin cancer, mallard duck eggs, etc. And he said, you know, it'd be interesting if you get a dog to do something with canker or HLB. And that's really the start of the whole project.
And obviously, that's the start, and look where it's gone from there. Now, was it an easy process? A little bit of work, obviously?
It was a very difficult process for two reasons. One was the actual locating of the source. So, in other words, we had to actually have the sources, so we had to be able to contact the folks so that we were able to bring source to our facility and be able to understand how to keep that from spreading, etc. And then the other part of it was the difficulty of actually understanding the industry itself. It's great if the dogs can find something, but is it really going to be feasible or applicable for an industry? And that was really the biggest concern that we had.
I know, like anything else, few growers are going to be a little skeptical, but it has been a proven concept.
It is, and it's very interesting. You know, in my talk, I was talking a little bit about, you know, some of the proven concepts. And when you see that, you talk to people about airports, military, law enforcement, customs, they immediately think, absolutely, dogs. When you talk about citrus industry, they think, dogs? You know, so it's kind of an interesting concept of how they start looking at the process. So it's really up to an educational campaign, which is really the most important part of this aspect.
So for growers who may be interested, what do they need to know then?
Well, they need to know that the research has been completed, and we're going to continue doing research to improve and tweak the program so that it specifically deals with their issues. That's number one. And number two is that it is ready for commercialization. I mean, we are already out in the field working. We're working in nurseries. We're working in groves. And the idea of being able to identify an infection early of a disease is absolutely critical. Everyone knows that in this industry. Everyone knows that the sooner I can find an infected plant, the sooner I can deal with the problem. So this is literally an MRI on four legs.
And if somebody would like more information, what should they do?
They can contact us directly at peppydogs.com. They can reach us at our office, which is 386-454-3647.
You just smile whenever you talk about this. This is obviously a project you've enjoyed, isn't it?
Well, I learned a long time ago that if you can take your passion and make it your profession, you're going to be a happy person. And that is one of the things I think that I've achieved after 20 years of law enforcement and working with dogs. This is truly something that makes me very happy.